Let there be light a little. That year, each night, in a polyester tuxedo and a propeller tie, I would climb up the narrow stairs into the theater's loft. Inside the red running lights, in the housing of each projector, I opened the five gates one opens to thread the film. The 70mm lens was like a golden idol we kept in a velvet box when the theater was closed. The mechanical gates fed the god through 1,000 sprockets. They snaked the film before the hot light and back to the reels where they lay flat on circling tables of steel. The best ushers could lace a movie in under 15 seconds, but I was never best, feeling, of course, that the blankness between films belonged to me in a way a teenager feels things do, staring out into the great empty sail at the front of the theater below, darkness, partial, and yet primal. No, it was not God I felt myself to be, who had dropped out of college already twice and had the manager on my case for coming in late stoned. Still, looking out over the audience below, awaiting to stare in rows of one direction, I was God a little. Let there be light, I said, and with the snapping of a switch began not one but many worlds shining in the darkness. I saw them all, and said of some that they were good.